Successful organizations. It is not about the leader. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Successful organizations. It's not about the leader. We oftentimes think it is the leader. It is the person who has founded it, who has done it. But could you imagine Henry Ford developing his Model A car business, his Ford automobile production business, or any other business that needed a lot of production, doing it all by himself? Could you imagine them going out there and putting together a car and selling it, and putting another car together and selling it, and putting another car together and selling it? They'd be successful. They would be able to make a good living, and they would find a market for people who had high respect for them and high respect for their ability, but they would not make a great deal of money. They would not be extremely successful. They would not have what you call a successful organization. They would have a successful project that they themselves were carrying out and fulfilling. Now, a really successful organization is one where it's up with people. It is the people who can accomplish the great tasks that stand before them. Just like in Henry Ford's automotive business, the people who put the parts together, the people who brought the cars into manufacturing, and the people who did all sorts of other wonderful things to make it go. The people who did the promotional, who put the car out before the public, the people who test drove them, the people who decided on the paint jobs that were really going to sell. And in the beginning, they were all any choice you want, as long as it was black. So it's a matter of about the people, not the leader. The leader, true, helps an organization to be as fantastic as it is, but the leader can lead the people down a bad path, not liking themselves, not liking the organization, and the organization can fall. Or the leader can build them up to a false conclusion of great possibilities that they have not yet prepared themselves to reach, and they can fall. And the leader can do all sorts of things and be beneficial one way or another. But truly, if another leader came in and carried out the routine of the organization, he could be as successful or as much a failure as the previous ones. The reason that many organizations have a very sad success program is that the leaders have not allowed the people to do as much as they can. You know, the tendency among all human beings is that we'd rather do it ourselves. When we're working with our children and we see they don't put their clothing away, well, we walk into their room and put their clothing away. We pick up their clothes that they scatter around the house. We pick up their toys because we like to see things orderly and in harmony. We do all these little things and we think we're maintaining a very satisfactory house. Actually, the house is a deck of cards that is going to fall at the slightest breeze or tremble, and it does fall. When mother does everything or dad does everything and the children do nothing, they learn no values, they learn not to they have to wait till later in life to realize that they've been cheated out of that wonderful experience of responsibility that they could have had earlier. This is the same in any business too. In a business where the boss feels that they are the only word, the last word, the beginning word, the end word, the people will work for them, but there will be no great joy. And people will do things for them, but there will be no great loyalty or stick-to-itiveness of these people, because the people are not appreciated. When people are appreciated, the business just seems to grow without bounds. It just moves forward in beautiful ways. And it grows forward because its purpose is to reach out and touch people. Now, I'm going to make a statement which will sound a little silly. The reason that a person goes into business is not to produce a product, not to make a service available to the public, nor any of the other noble gestures that a business might have. But a business is so that an individual who is a boss can have fun with people, that he can encourage people to be their best, that he can encourage people to achieve their highest, that he can encourage people to realize that they are wonderful, they are good, and they are beautiful. Oh, really? Yes, that's true. You look at any organization, and you'll find that it's the people in the organization that makes the organization a delight for the bosses, for the employers, for the upper echelon staff. Because every one of them, if they had no people, if they had just robots, they would soon lose interest in that business. They would lose interest because there's one thing missing. In our dog training book, which I'm familiar with recently, the trainer, the writer of the book about it, said, if you will tell your dog how much you love him, and if you will ask your dog to do things and then give the dog a lot of hurrahs and say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, the dog will just bend over backwards to do anything for you, but not on a continual basis. It has to have moments of relaxation, moments of other type of play, not just learning. But the learning is very much there. And the learning is there, and then sort of the reward is to go off and play and do these things. And so then they want to do the learning because they know that the reward time, the play time, is to follow. Well, this is how it is with our employers. This is how it is, and strangely enough, the coffee break is a play time. The chatting and with each other before work begins in the morning, that's play time. The lunch break is a play time. The mid-afternoon pause is a playtime. These are all times when the boss is saying, you're doing a good job, I like you, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. And the boss would be wise to come out and say that too once in a while, even if they might misunderstand and think that, well, they're doing so good, they should ask for a raise. They're doing so good. Hey, they won't do that. Perhaps they'll get the raise. Not perhaps, but they'll get the raise because that's what your nature is, to share the wealth with them. But if you share with them that you love them and that you appreciate them and that they're doing a fine job, they will work more times more diligently than you could ever have desired, ever imagined for them, and you will find that you are working on a very successful organization. You might say, well, that's the leader's direction. Yes, it's the leader's direction, but it's up to the people. If the leader is leading a bunch of robots, you can be sure that the response is not going to be the same. But people aren't robots, and that's for sure. People are not robots. And people want to be treated with respect, with love, with honor. People want to be treated as though they are somebody worthwhile, somebody beautiful in the world of activity. Successful organizations, it's about the people. It's not about the leader. We look at these successful organizations where the CEOs are getting millions of dollars as bonuses and millions of dollars of salary every year, and we say, wow, isn't that great? And all that it is merely a percentage of what they have increased the company's business. It's something they agreed upon ahead of time. And you know, when I was in real estate, we would sell houses varying in value from $20,000 up to $1 million. And then we would sell vacant property in the same areas. And the commission schedule was that when the house reached a certain value, that the commission was cut back to a special fee because you didn't deserve to get 10% or 6% commission, whatever the going rate was, on $1 million, whereas you did deserve to get it on $20,000. Well, now, that was a very stupid way of looking at it. If the commission is worthy of having on $20,000, it's worthy of having on $1 million or $10 million. And yes, you see, there the old story was, that the people do not deserve getting the higher rate of commission, because it's just outrageous. It's just outrageous to think that one person selling a piece of property worth $1 million would get 10% commission on that, or 6%, whatever is the going rate. And it's just too much. And this is what we have done with some of our CEOs of the big companies. They have made agreements with their board of directors that they would earn a certain amount of money. And then when it came time to getting it and it became public, the public thought that was not right. Well, what the public should be trained in is what is the program on which they're working. If you are working for the union and your company does not make enough money to pay the bills or make ends meet, do you reduce the amount of money you want from the company? Do you say that you don't need to have as much money, you don't need to have as much take home? No, you don't. You don't say that. You want your dollar that you've earned. You want it as a union member, as a non-union member. You want it as just an employee who has earned this. And so when your employer pays you commensurate with your abilities and without any chagrin, without any, my gosh, look at what you've earned this month. You got a bonus of $1 million. How fantastic. How one? No, no. Hey, you got $1 billion. You know, if you're that good, why don't you get $2 billion next month? Why don't you really get out there and get moving on selling some of these better properties? Why don't you get really out there and upgrade the income of the company fabulously and wonderfully? You see, a good boss encourages the people to be their finest and their best. And when a good boss encourages the people to be their finest and their best, then the people are giving their very best. It's not a matter of how much they earn. It's a matter of how well they're treated by their employer. It's a matter of how well they're treated by their company. Successful organizations, it's not about the leader. It's about the principle. It's about the manner in which the company is run. It's a matter about the people who are working for the company and how they are responded to by the company officials and by the company policy. Just because you start earning good money, they want to reduce your amount because you just don't deserve that much. Well, you sure do. And when you get it, then you will get even more, and you'll build up even more, and you'll do even more wonderful things. Think about that. Successful organizations, it's not about the leader. It's about the people. Now, in the next few days, we'll be talking about other successful organizations. These are some lead ideas I picked up from a couple of other people, and they're kind of interesting. But it gives me an opportunity to wax interesting about, I was going to say eloquent, wax interesting about what I believe about people. And not many years ago, we spoke the other day, they had an Up With People program. And this went around the world and spoke about being up with people and being beneficial, being wonderful, being fantastic. And everywhere the young people went, they encouraged the world to say up with people and believe in themselves. And they sang songs of positive thinking and positive living. And the world had a smile on its face. And it was a glorious world. It was the world of John F. Kennedy. It was a world of youth and dynamic feelings. Well, let's have that world continue with us for the rest of the world's life. And let's all live in that dynamics of up with people, because a successful organization is only successful so long as it has as its primary theme, up with people, up with everyone we're working with, and up with all of life. You're a wonderful audience. Have a lovely day, and remember, it's your choice just how wonderful it is. I love you, I love you, I love you.